supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, why do you think people are so quick to, quote, cancel others and to push them out and to be like, you're done, you're done?
What we're doing is an act of intolerance. I've got no tolerance for you, no tolerance for your behavior, no tolerance for my own discomfort, no tolerance. I can't handle it. I can't sit with it. Get away so I don't have to suffer anymore.
So we cut people off. And then what? What happens to them? What happens to us?
I treat people who get cut off. They're the ones who suffer. And sometimes they get cut off for something they didn't do, but who they were. Where is redemption in this process? Can we ever forgive them for what they've done?
And making amends is a really important part of growth, right? Of getting beyond something you've done.
Yeah, screwing up is necessary for growth. You don't get any wisdom or great insights from all your successes. When you fall on your butt, when you do something wrong, when you hurt yourself or someone else or fail at something, that's when the growth takes place. So yes, I've done something wrong. I regret it. It doesn't mean I am a bad person. It means I've done something wrong. So I will seek forgiveness. And if I can't get it, will I forgive myself?
And now this process often plays out on a much larger scale with like thousands or millions of people weighing in on something that one person has done. So it's much more intimidating.
Yeah, the world is a little bit more scary. And it's just this level of intensity, of judgment, of retribution, of anger, of shaming, you know, is just skyrocketing.
So if I'm the one who's about to judge somebody else, who's about to cut somebody off, send them away, what should I ask myself before I hit the delete button?
Well, here's what I would say to you, is where's self-compassion here? You know, an act of amputation doesn't feel good to you. It's ultimately, it's harmful to you. In that moment, when you're ready to amputate a relationship, you're suffering. And what you need, more than to cut this person off, in that moment, what you need is compassion. What you need is care, because your body is in distress right there. And you're the one that needs the care. And this act is not about self-compassion. It's just about a short-term relief of this suffering, but it's just momentary.
And I guess I should also think about, what am I feeling that I cannot tolerate right now?
Exactly. Anxiety, fear, what is it? Or even anger. You know, if we can't tolerate our own anger. And, you know, it's a very natural emotion. Thank goodness we all have anger. But we have to learn to tolerate all of these emotions, all of them. There's no good or bad ones. You know, but if we could be more comfortable with our own emotions and ultimately more comfortable with ourselves, with who we are as humans, everything will be a bit more peaceful and easier to deal with.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike.